A word for you from Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. If it says so as, in other words, it's speaking of something that's come before it, and it's saying that the things that come before it are necessary so that you can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. So what is so important? It says here, where Paul writes to them, asking the Lord that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now it is true that knowledge puffs up. The same Paul said that. But love builds up. But here we're speaking about a knowledge that is absolutely necessary in order for you to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. And what is this knowledge? It says here in verse 9, the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, which means more or less knowledge of God, knowing Him, who He is, and what He has for you. It doesn't mean all His future plans. He usually hides most of His plans from His children. He doesn't want us to know everything, the blueprint of our lives. But there is a certain amount of knowledge which we need in order to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to give us spiritual wisdom. Now, knowledge, earthly knowledge, is useless when it comes to walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. Even if we had to get a degree in theology, that knowledge will not enable us to walk in a worthy manner. But here it says knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And neither, by the way, does it mean just the general vague mystical spirituality, which is outside of Christ. This is referring to Christ Himself, and you'll see the context of this both before and after these verses, is knowledge of Christ, knowing Him. That is the will of God for you, to know Jesus Christ. Then you have all spiritual wisdom and understanding, though you might not know the future, but you know enough to walk in a way that is pleasing to the Lord.